What is Heritage Day?
Oh.
I'm not sure.
To be honest, I don't know.
A day we get out of class.
Heritage Day comes around every third Monday in January, a day most people know as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hinds Community College in Central Mississippi, like a handful of other Southern institutions, chooses to call it something else. Hinds students Tyrell Guyton, Kristen Bradshaw, and Jabril Myers find the switch confusing. In an email, Hinds representatives said Heritage Day allows, quote, employees of the college to celebrate their heritage, whatever that may be. Critics, such as Hinds student Carrie Brown, wonder if Heritage Day and other renames aren't a way to keep the peace between those who advocated for MLK Day and those who opposed it.
To be honest, just to please people so they don't step on nobody's toes.
Brown says some schools may be tiptoeing because in Mississippi, as in several states across the South, MLK Day is shared by law with the remembrance of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Do you think that that's counterintuitive or maybe offensive to share a holiday with those two?
Yeah, I believe so. Martin Luther King, you know, he stood for something. He wanted better. And Robert E. Lee, you know, just North and South, black, white, good, bad.
Brown is white. Her classmate Tyrell Guyton, who is black, says he's not offended so easily.
I don't think it's offensive, no. They're both getting celebrated, yeah, so both sides should be happy.
Like white people and black people?
Yes, if you want to put it that way.
That's a message experts say many Southern students are getting on this day, that history is not shared. Ted Owenby, the director of the Center for the Study of Southern Culture at the University of Mississippi, says that message contradicts the inclusion King stood for. And Owenby says it saddles schools with the task of cleaning up the confusion.
I think it is important to name either Martin Luther King Jr. or the civil rights struggle more broadly as what this holiday is noting.
Owenby says many schools remove the confusion by using MLK Day and leaving out General Lee altogether. He's careful to add he's not advocating schools to forget about Lee's historical significance. But Owenby says schools should examine their approach to the holiday to create a meaningful entry point to learning civil rights history and having critical discussions about equity today.
Saying Heritage Day or History Day, I doubt if that encourages the kind of discussion that it could or I would think should.
Historically, the controversy MLK Day stirs adds another complicated layer. Mississippi legislator Hillman Frazier proposed adopting the holiday in 1987, passing it against the opposition of some white lawmakers. Frazier says some can choose to see the Lee pairing as bankrupting MLK Day of its meaning, but he sees it the other way around. His bill took what was once a Confederate holiday and draped it with the message of civil rights.
It's a learning experience. It's a teachable moment. We can teach more about the beliefs of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I'll talk about Robert E. Lee and the position he took in the South and show how, over the period of time, other Southern quote-unquote patriots changed after seeing the light.
Frazier says the U.S. has yet to achieve equality. But check the scoreboard. He says most Mississippi students, white or black, know far more about the life and legacy of King than Robert E. Lee. They may even use their day off to watch the inauguration of the first black president. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson.